Now we can return to news items. Roads or roadworks are always in the news, and then we'll follow that with a bit of foodie news as Norfolk Vision have a bake-off and two restaurants are added to the Good Food Guide. Roads first. The campaign to dual the Acle Strait A47 has seen a fresh plea for people to have their voices heard after four incidents saw two people sent to hospital and hours of gridlock traffic on the main gateway to Great Yarmouth. Dualling the road is still absolutely vital to Great Yarmouth, both to reduce the risk of accidents and to better link the county with the ports at Yarmouth and Lowestoft. The priority is to get the dualling of the Acle Strait on the National Highways list of upcoming works needed for the country.
A road in Norwich became blocked when a supermarket lorry jackknifed. The Aldi vehicle crashed in Thorpe St Andrew by the nearby Sainsbury supermarket just before 10:30 a.m. Drivers in the area faced delays as they were diverted around the stuck truck before it was cleared. The crash came just weeks after the road was closed, after a different lorry jackknifed in the same stretch. It was a spectacular sight.
A busy Norwich road was flooded after a catastrophic burst water main. Traffic was forced to move along Dereham Road with caution due to the amount of water on the road. An Anglian Water technician at the scene said the leak had been stemmed, but that the force of the water ruptured the surface on part of the pavement. There were several inches of water in some people's driveways. John, who lives just past a roundabout and whose home was partially flooded, said, "Anglian Water did the drains here just 5 weeks ago, and now this has happened. They keep raising the levels and the pressure just builds up." Anglian Water has been contacted for comment.
A blind Norwich woman has won the Norfolk Vision Impaired Bake Off Prize only 6 months after learning to cook. Paige Simmons, who has been blind since age six, triumphed with her stunning Bakewell tart. Her victory marks the end of a cooking course aimed at empowering those living with sight loss to live independently. A dozen visually impaired individuals participated in the course, learning to cook using specialised tools like talking scales and air fryers. The course is part of Vision Norfolk's Life Skills programme and has seen the group whip up a variety of tasty dishes, such as curries, pasta, pizzas and cakes, during the lessons at the charity's Bradbury Activity Centre. The prize-winning novice baker, Miss Simmons, had never cooked before the course. Vision Norfolk continues to run cooking classes for those affected by sight loss in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn, aiming to help them maintain independence despite their condition.
The latest Norfolk additions to the Good Food Guide are a French bistro and a pub with rooms. L'Hexagon Bistro Francais in the Norwich Lanes was opened by couple Thomas Aubrey and Gemma Aubrey-Layfield in 2020, who take care of the cooking and front of house, respectively. The Good Food Guide said, "He cooks the food he remembers eating as a child with heartfelt honesty, while she runs the place with instinctive charm. And with a small supporting cast, they prove the old trope that the best things often come in the smallest packages." In 2022, the restaurant received a glowing review from renowned food critic Jay Rayner in The Observer. Also newly added is the Gin Trap Inn in Ringstead, a pub with rooms near Hunstanton, which was awarded three AA rosettes for culinary excellence earlier this year.